Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I may be wrong, but the second notice of allegations looks a lot leaner than the first. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. It's almost as if the two self-reported violations that resulted in the amended notice of allegations gave UNC more time to argue its case with the NCAA, because the NOA received this week is void of some potentially damaging allegations in the first NOA. Football and men's basketball, neither of which was charged directly with any violations in the first NOA, were not even mentioned a single time in the second. This is even better news for Larry Fedora and Roy Williams, who have served their penalty by inertia from the NCAA and appear freer to recruit than any time in the last 3 years. If neither sport is alleged to have done anything wrong, then neither sport can be penalized by the Committee on Infractions. UNC has been diligent in its defense of the original allegations, and the NCAA obviously agreed and removed any reference to the two revenue-generating Tar Heel programs. Also absent was the term impermissible benefits outside of women's basketball. UNC argued on this charge that the NCAA bylaws require each student athlete to have an academic advisor whose primary duty is to help with class scheduling. So how can you say UNC gave its athletes too much legal help that it's required to give? The bad news remains for women's basketball concerning impermissible help by former academic advisor Jan Boxall. Her name is still all over the NOA and undoubtedly will result in Sylvia Hatchell's program being charged with something by the Committee on Infractions. And the university, particularly the College of Arts and Sciences, is still cited for poor oversight and management, or the dreaded lack of institutional control. And while that may result in substantial multi-million dollar fines for UNC, it looks as if it won't be linked to any other sport beyond women's hoops. So for those who fret over championship banners coming down and postseason bans in football and men's basketball, it looks to me more than ever like it's just not happening when the NCAA is finally done. This is Archansky. See ya.